Okay, my friends. Do you love books where you learn something new?
I do. They're my favorite kind.
So we do a lot of fiction, but every now and then it's fun to do nonfiction. And this book is a helpful book. So today's story teaches us how to build an orchestra. What do you need an orchestra for?
To play music.
Mm-hmm. Where would you hear an orchestra?
Beethoven's Fifth.
Beethoven. Well, that is a very, yes, you need an orchestra to perform Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Yes. So if you go to a symphony hall, you would hear an orchestra there. Maybe if you go to the ballet, you would hear an orchestra, or the theater, music theater has an orchestra. Or if you go to the movies, usually if you see like even an animated movie or a live action, there's an orchestra playing the soundtrack to it. They're very important things.
What if one of the orchestra persons and people messed up?
Then it's up to the conductor to fix it. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But before we get started, I want to tell my friends, I post all the links to my books on my Amazon affiliates page. And I always tell you guys, hey, go grab these books. But with this one in particular, you've got to get it because you can listen along with music from the London Symphony Orchestra with this book. It gives links. So you can listen to them as they play the music. There's a little QR code there. So be sure to check it out. And also enjoy today's story, which is read today by Mommy and...
The Duca Man.
Duca Man. Are you ready for your story? Let's do it. Meet the conductor. This is Simon. Simon loves music. He loves to listen to it, and he loves to make it. Sometimes Simon hums to himself, and sometimes he sings, and occasionally he whistles. But that really isn't enough for him. He wants to share music with everyone, and that's why he's a conductor. A conductor is the person who leads an orchestra. An orchestra is made up of lots of musicians playing different musical instruments. The conductor, someone like Simon, makes sure they all play together and in time. Simon shows them the speed with a baton, which is a little stick that he holds on to. He also shows the orchestra how to feel the music with his arms and his body and his face. Together, a conductor and an orchestra make beautiful music that everyone can enjoy. Simon has been looking at piles of scores. A score is a book with music in it, written with notes, with little dots on lines, and they seem all jumbled up to most of us, but Simon can read them as musical notes. That's the notes that you play when you make music, okay? A composer has written each of these scores. Composers make up music in their heads and then write it down so that other people can play it. Over the centuries, men and women have composed lots of different music. Music that tells stories, music that makes you cry, music that makes you smile, music that makes you dance, music that makes you feel things you simply can't put into words. Simon's scores are big. They show him what every instrument in the orchestra is playing and when. And when he reads the score, he hears the music in his head. He has chosen two pieces to perform, and he needs an orchestra to play them. But Simon has a problem. He hasn't got an orchestra. He has to build one. So, the auditions. To build an orchestra, Simon has to find a lot of talented musicians. He has to put out a call to players around the world to come to auditions. He will listen to each one play and then choose his orchestra. The auditions will take a long time. You need a lot of instruments and a lot of musicians to make a big orchestra. And for his two pieces, Simon needs 84 musicians to play all the instruments on his list. There are 5 groups of musicians that he needs to have. The strings, which has 14 first violins, 12 second violins, 10 violas, 8 cellos, and 6 double basses. Then comes the woodwinds. He needs 2 flutes, 1 piccolo, 2 oboes, 1 cor anglais, 2 clarinets, 1 bass clarinet, 2 saxophones, 3 bassoons, and 1 contrabassoon. He also needs some brass players. There are 4 French horns, 4 trumpets, 4 trombones, and 1 tuba. Then he'll need percussion, the timpani, the snare drum, the bass drum, the crash cymbals, and the tam-tam. And lastly, a special section, which includes a harp and a celeste.
A celeste is basically...
it kind of looks like a piano, but it's smaller and it plays more twinkly sounding notes. On the first day of the auditions, the hopeful musicians line up. Most bring their instruments with them, including the huge double basses. The auditions are underway. Simon begins with the string section, the heart of the orchestra. Simon needs a violin, viola, cello, and double bass players. These instruments make up the string family. They have 4 strings and are usually played with sticks called bows. The first string...
wait, can I shoot an arrow with the bow?
It's not that kind of a bow. This is the kind of bow that has made... it's a very interesting thing. It's made out of wood, and it's strung with horse hairs from their tail. True story. The first stringed instrument Simon auditions is the violin. He chooses a leader of the orchestra from the violins. Simon has found his leader. Roman plays his piece wonderfully and has an excellent bowing technique. He will be the conductor's main support and suggest the best ways to use the bow to the other violinists. He'll play a few solos, too. After choosing his leader, Simon has to find all the other violinists. Roman will help him. They divide the musicians into 2 groups, first and second violins. The violin is the smallest in its family and makes the highest notes. The first violins often play tunes or melodies, while the second violins enrich the sound with deeper tones. In another room, the viola players are tuning up. Violas are bigger than violins and make a deeper sound. Like the second violins, they often support the melody by playing different notes that blend with it, called harmonies. Occasionally, the viola gets to be the star of the show and plays the tune. Now, it's the turn of the cellos to audition. The second largest instrument in the string family, Simon listens to the melody played by the cellists. The piece shows off how the cello can play both very high and very low. Composers often write concertos for the cello. A concerto is a piece of music where the solo instrument plays the melody, backed up by an orchestra. The double basses are the last of the strings to audition, and they are, by far, the biggest in the string family, and their huge body makes a very deep sound. They add great power to an orchestra and can make the music sound a bit scary. The double basses provide the bass line in orchestral music, the lowest parts in the harmonies. The strings are chosen. So, Simon is ready to add more color to his orchestra sound, the woodwind section. Musicians blow these instruments to play them. The main woodwind instruments are the flute, the clarinet, the oboe, and bassoon. But they have big families.
Where's the clarinet?
The clarinet is a black instrument. The flute usually looks silvery. The bassoons usually look like a dark wood color, like kind of a cherry color. Yeah. The oboes kind of look like a clarinet, only they have a reed at the top of them. They're one of the double-reeded instruments. The bassoons are also double-reeded instruments. As far as I know, the only other double-reeded instrument is the bagpipe. but you don't put your mouth on those reeds. Anyways, each woodwind instrument has its own special sound. They can play the melody or may add pretty trills or harmonies. In some orchestral pieces, they seem to talk to each other and to the strings, exchanging little phrases of music just like a conversation. The flutes are first up in the woodwind auditions. A flautist blows over the hole in the flute's mouthpiece to make a note. The piccolo is its smaller relative. It adds sparkling brilliance to a piece of music. Clarinets add a big variety of effects. Sometimes their tone is pure and high, and sometimes it's deep and rich. Saxophones are less common in a classical orchestra, but can add smooth melodies, strong rhythm, and edgy harmonies. They are often played in jazz and pop bands. You won't find them much in classical music because they didn't exist when most classical music was written. Like when Mozart or Bach or any of those guys were alive, there was no saxophone. Now, the oboe...
Was there a bagpipe?
Oh yes, bagpipes are one of the oldest instruments. But you won't hear them in most orchestras either, because they're pretty doggone loud. An oboe can be easily heard over the rest of the orchestra. Sometimes its sound is joyful, sometimes a little sad. Its larger relative, the cor anglais, plays deeper notes that can be even sadder. Other instruments in the orchestra tune to the oboe. Simon auditions the bassoons and the contrabassoons last in the woodwind section. He enjoys their warm, deep tone. These instruments often play the bass line, because they are deep. Now, Simon is getting excited now. With the strings and the woodwinds, he can produce sweet melodies and exquisite harmonies. But now he wants to add drama and a lot of noise. It's time to audition the brass section. The brass section is made up of trumpets, French horns, trombones, and tubas. These instruments really are made of brass. Players buzz into them to make them sound. Composers can use the brass in their music to sound a warning or stir up a storm or get you dancing and just sometimes to play a sad tune that echoes around the concert hall. Simon has called the French horns out as the auditions first. The French horn started as a hunting horn, and Simon imagines its full tone echoing through the forest. It's not surprising that the French horn often signals the arrival of a hero in film music. Trumpets can play the highest notes in the brass family. Their lively sound is great for sending messages and calling out across the orchestra, just like the first trumpets used to do for an army going to battle. Watch out for the trombones. Played loud, they can add lots of texture to the rhythm of a piece and lots of excitement. The word trombone comes from the Italian word for large trumpet. Finally, in the brass section, it's the turn of the tuba. The largest and deepest instrument in its family. A tuba's deep notes can add warm, low harmonies beneath the rest of the orchestra, giving the brass an even rounder sound.
And in the picture, we can see crows flying around, and thorny bushes and ghosts.
Yeah, because the tuba produces a lot of spooky sounds. Womp, womp,
womp. Like... Dun, 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 dun. Like when you're about to get eaten by a shark, like
usually when you're watching a movie and it's a bad guy, they put tubas in there. Now, bang, crash, percussion. It's chaos in the audition room. The percussionists have arrived and are setting up their instruments. The percussion is the family of instruments that make their sound by being hit or shaken or scraped. There are huge drums and bells and cymbals and gongs and lots more. Simon only needs a few percussion instruments for his concert, but he wants to hear them all. The percussion section adds a huge variety of noise on top of the rest of the orchestra. Whether heightening the drama or playing the tune, it creates a lot of atmosphere. Drums are great for rhythm. They feature in lots of dance music and keep an army marching.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep, you've got the idea. In the orchestra, a drum can open a piece and drive the music on and then bring it to a spectacular climax. A drum has a skin or membrane which is stretched over its body. The percussionist hits the skin with sticks or beaters or their hands to make the sound. Different drums have different effects, but all of them bring energy to the music. Now, sound is all about those wobbly vibrations. Change the vibrations and you change the nature of the sound. Each percussion instrument makes a different noise because of the material it's made from and its shape and its size, which changes the vibrations. And in this picture, we can see there is a single metal cymbal that you can hit with sticks, or a big tam-tam, which is a large hanging metal disc.
No, it's called a gong.
That's another way we would call it. Yeah, maybe. And then there's a xylophone, which kind of looks like if you stretch...
magic xylophone. If you hit it, you freeze.
Only that's more of a glockenspiel, believe it or not. Because xylophone is made out of wood, but glockenspiel is made out of metal pieces. Mm-hmm. But there's also the triangle or the tubular bells. There's all kinds of different sounds. And finally, the auditions are nearly over. Simon and Roman have made some decisions. They may ask some people to play for them again. However, there are a few final instruments to hear, ones that don't quite fit into any of the families. See, the piano makes a noise by hammers hitting strings inside its body. So it could be, if it's a stringed instrument, it could be a stringed instrument. But wait, it's got hammers hitting them, so it could be a percussion instrument. Oh, this one's a hard one, isn't it? It's complicated, right?
And then the strings hit the hammers, and then the hammers hit the strings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there's the celeste, which is a little keyboard instrument.
Which is a little keyboard instrument?
Right up here. And the celeste has a tiny little tinkling sound, kind of like a glockenspiel. It almost sounds metallic.
Like this.
Yep. Clink, clink, clink. And then there's the harp, which is also played by pulling on the strings like a piano. And it's kind of like, imagine you turn a piano on its side and flip it back and hold it on your body. It's kind of the same sort of feel. Well, Simon has put his musicians together and he has built them into a great orchestra. And now they need to practice together, a bit like a football team. In rehearsals, the orchestra get to know the music and how each other plays. And then they also get to know their boss, the conductor. Simon has chosen two pieces for his concert. The first is called Bolero by Maurice Ravel. It is a very intense piece with very rigid timing that builds and builds in a dramatic climax. It was written in 1923 for a ballerina. So your job is to listen to the song and then imagine her dancing to its relentless rhythm. Because it's a very rhythmic song. Simon is ready to rehearse the second piece now, which is my personal favorite piece of classical music. It is the Pastoral Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven, and it tells a story without words. One of the first orchestral pieces of music to do this. See, the Pastoral Symphony has five parts, or we call them movements. It was written in 1808, 110 years before Bolero, and it has a completely different feel. Some of the instruments used in Bolero, such as the saxophone, weren't even invented then, like I was saying earlier. But here's what we do. So in the Pastoral Symphony, Beethoven described the first movement as an awakening of cheerful feelings upon arrival in the countryside. So we're imagining going for a walk in the country. And then in the second movement, we imagine a scene by a brook. So we listen to the river and we listen to the birds and how beautiful it is. And then in the third movement, it's a little gathering, a little countryside gathering, where we have all of the country folk getting together for a little festival. And then the fourth movement, the party is interrupted by a thunderstorm. And boy, do we get a big old thunderstorm. We even get thunder and lightning, and you can hear it in the music. And then finally, the shepherd comes to get his sheep, which might have been lost during the thunderstorm. And it's peaceful and calm and all is well. Cheerful and thankful. Well, it is the night of the big concert. It will begin with Bolero. The hall is packed and the audience watches excitedly as the orchestra comes on stage. The oboe plays a note and there is a huge noise as all of the other instruments tune to that note. That note is A. And then silence. And then first Roman and then Simon come on stage to huge applause. You always want to clap when the conductor comes on. And then silence again. And then Simon picks up his baton and the snare drum begins and the cellos and the violas, and then the violas are played pizzicato, which is sideways. It's a little bit like a guitar. And then on and on and on and on the music goes, and it's beautiful. And the night finishes with this pastoral symphony, and all the practicing pays off, just like Simon wanted. He and the orchestra share the music that they love with the audience, and the listeners are carried away on a musical adventure, and they hear music that tells a story and makes them smile and makes them dance and makes them jump and makes them cry and feel a sense of bliss. And as Simon bows and listens to the applause, he feels proud. He has built an orchestra, and together they have made beautiful, fabulous music that anyone can enjoy, and he can't wait for the next concert.
Is he actually a real person?
He is a real person, and he helped put this book together. And in this picture, in the book, at the very end of this picture, we've been able to see all of these instruments. But at the very end, he gives us a pictogram of a full-size symphony orchestra, such as the London Symphony Orchestra, and it shows their main instruments and their players and where they would usually sit, and the instruments and the numbers needed to do a piece like Bolero or the Pastoral Symphony. And it is a bunch of different instruments all sitting about and all the different players using their instruments. And I don't know about you, but I want to listen to some music now.
So did he start out with, like, a remix, like, him remaking a new song, one of another person's songs?
No, he started out, let's see, he says, playing percussion in the Merseyside Youth Orchestra when I was 10. Was one of the most exciting and inspiring moments of my young life. So it sounds to me like he was in the percussion group. So we think he probably must have started there. And it's a great thing that he did, huh? Mm-hmm. And that is
the end.
The end.